We're going to move into actually nuts and bolts of the permitting process. I'm going to just make a couple of comments here. I'm sending around a handout that you can take a look at on your own when you get home. The very first thing to understand when we think about Northern Pass in the National Forest is that neither PSNH nor Northern Pass has a traditional easement or right-of-way through the National Forest. How many times have we heard that the project will be sited on PSNH's 140-mile existing right-of-way? There is no 140-mile existing right-of-way. At least 10 miles through the forest, starting right here in Easton, going into Lincoln and then Woodstock and down into Thornton, at least 10 miles of that 140-mile route is a section in which PSNH does not have permanent land rights. It operates on a special use permit. The permit is revocable and renewable. No private entity, if I'm correct, person, corporation, has permanent land rights in the forest. PSNH operates with a special use permit, and Northern Pass has applied for a special use permit. The intertwining of the two is complicated, but please, when you hear PSNH's existing right-of-way mantra, know that that is a myth. The forest does not grant permanent land rights, and it is a good thing that it doesn't. It's what allows a project to be reevaluated if it is no longer conforming to a new use that the forest has reached. I won't say anything more. You've heard plenty from me. You hear from me all the time in writing, so I'm going to get out of the way here and turn the program over to Jim Dennis.